Hello, thank you for
Hello.
calling the Roundup Helpline. My name is Harold. May I ask the name of the person that I'm speaking with?
Hey, this is Jeremy Samilia.
How you doing today, Jeremy?
I'm all right. Just a little tired. How you doing?
I can't complain. Can't complain. It's Friday, so almost to the weekend.
Yes, sir.
My name's Harold, and I'll be able to help you out here a little further. I do want to let you know we are on a recorded line for quality assurance purposes. And then I do want to ask you, have you found an attorney to help you file the claim?
No, sir.
And are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not signed any documents?
Yes.
All right. And now let me ask you, did you spray Roundup?
Yes, sir.
Were you diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Yes, sir.
Sorry to hear that. Sorry to hear that. Can I ask you,
Oh, no worries.
when were you diagnosed?
I was diagnosed in 2021 of March.
21. Have you had more than one diagnosis of the non-Hodgkin lymphoma?
No, sir, just
Nope.
one.
Just one. Okay. And then, can I go ahead and get the property address that you sprayed it?
Yes, 95 Stonewood Lane.
And what state is that in?
Oh, Georgia, Lawrenceville, Georgia.
Lawrenceville, Georgia. Thank you. 346.
Yep.
Appreciate that. And do you know of anyone, any other family members who sprayed the spray?
No, sir.
How many years did you spray it?
So I started using it in 2017 to 2021, which was 4 years.
Gotcha. About 4 years. And then through those 4 years, would you say you sprayed it for at least 10 separate days?
In separate times?
Yep.
Yes.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, sir.
Were you ever diagnosed with HIV, AIDS, hepatitis B, hepatitis C?
No, sir.
Have you ever had an organ transplant or an autoimmune disease?
No, sir.
Were you ever diagnosed with Epstein-Barr lupus?
No, sir.
Have you ever had arthritis, diabetes, or any other cancer?
No, sir.
And is there any family history of cancer?
Family history, so prior to my knowledge, no, sir.
No, okay. And then you spell your name Jeremiah.
Yes, sir.
Last name Similien.
One more time.
Similien.
Yes, sir, that's correct.
Perfect. And then could you go ahead and confirm your gender for me?
My gender, male.
Thank you. And are you married?
No, sir.
And then for your date of birth?
November 29, 2001.
And then for your social?
Last four.
Yeah, I can take the last four.
Yeah, 7702.
And then, how did you first learn about the connection between Roundup and your injuries?
One more time.
So, how did you first learn that Roundup may cause non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Oh, I think I had seen a commercial, or I was doing research and I seen it.
Gotcha. Okay. Was that sometime this year? Or was that like last year?
No, this could have been, I think a little bit like this year, a little bit ago.
Gotcha. Okay.
Not too sure. I'd be working a lot. I apologize.
Yeah. No worries. That's fine. The Nasima is completely fine. And then, how tall are you, and how much do you weigh?
I'm 5'11", 167.
And then, what is the best email address for you?
My first and last name at Yahoo.
All right. And then how many times a month would you say you used it?
How many times a month did I use Roundup?
Correct.
So I would use Roundup maybe like once a week, like so once a week every month, basically, I'll use it.
Gotcha. So about four times a month.
Basically, yeah, four times a month if
Gotcha.
necessary.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Sorry, you had cut out. What was that?
Did you spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed?
Yes.
And then you said you started in 2017, stopped in 21?
Yes, exactly.
Gotcha. Did you use any protective gear when you applied it?
I would just wear like regular clothes, not like a mask or like.
Okay.
Not the most craziest equipment. I was just, yeah.
Just the regular, you know, regular clothes, long
regular
sleeves.
Clothes, yeah.
Gotcha.
Long sleeves, pants, and just, yeah.
All right. See. And so would you say it's safe to say you roughly sprayed it 192 times in your life?
190 times.
Yep.
Yes, if that's mathematically correct, I would say
right.
yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. I was going to say I don't know how many times exactly, but
gotcha.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was about to say
about four times a month, or yeah, about four times a month, 12 months, 48 for 4 years. Yeah, so it ends up being like 190.
Approximately. I wouldn't say I haven't missed a day of spraying or something, but.
Yeah, right, just in the area.
Yeah, that's correct. Yes, sir.
Gotcha. And then your property, was it near a water well, or did you get city water?
Like city water.
City water. And then were you ever exposed to any other herbicides, benzenes, or Agent Orange?
No, sir.
And then what type of Roundup did you use? A concentrate, premix?
It was concentrated.
And then where would you buy it? Home Depot, Walmart, Lowe's?
Home Depot.
Do you have any receipts or any Roundup in your possession?
No, not anymore.
Gotcha. Have you ever been in the military?
Have I been in the military? No, sir.
Nope. Have you ever smoked?
Yes, I've smoked before, but that's
okay.
Like, what's that word called? Like occasional, but yeah, that's
gotcha. How many years?
Not like
would you
everyday
say?
Smoking. How many years have I been smoking, or have I like?
Yeah, how many years would you say you've been smoking?
Oh, maybe like one. It's
okay.
like once every blue moon, to be honest. Not
gotcha.
Even.
Okay.
Yeah.
No worries. And then, are you currently employed?
Right now, I'm not currently employed. I literally just became unemployed, so I'm
gotcha.
Trying to get back in there.
Did you lose any time from work because of any surgeries or treatment?
Around that time, yes, but what job was I? I'm not too sure, but I'm just going to say no to keep it easier because I can't even remember
okay.
what job that was.
Have you ever been involved in any other lawsuits?
No, sir.
Have you ever filed any disability or workers' compensation?
Workers' comp? No, sir. I have not.
And have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No, sir.
And then have you ever been convicted of a crime?
Like a felony, or are you talking about a ticket or something?
Yeah, like a felony, not like a traffic ticket or anything.
Oh,
nothing like
no
that.
Felonies, no felonies.
All righty.
No, sir.
And now, can I go ahead and get the hospital that diagnosed you?
Yes, sir. Northside Hospital of Gwinnett.
Is that the one in Atlanta?
No, this one's in Lawrenceville, Georgia.
One more time. It was
Northside Hospital of Gwinnett.
Gwinnett. Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
And it's not in Sandy Springs, right? Can I get the zip code for it?
Yeah. 30046.
Is that the one at the 2200 Medical Center Boulevard in Lawrenceville?
It should be 1000 Medical Center Boulevard, Lawrenceville, Georgia, 30046.
Gotcha. Okay. And do you remember the doctor who diagnosed you?
Yes, sir. Would you like her, you want her name?
Oh, yes, sorry.
Dr. Christina Sorrell.
Sorrell, could you spell that last name for me?
Yes, Saurel.
Gotcha. And then how has the lymphoma impacted your life?
Well, my life is getting a little bit better now, but beforehand, it just made things like a little more complicated. Just having to do chemo and take medicine and stuff like that, but it's all like a learning process as time goes.
Every day is getting better.
Yes, sir.
That's good. Do you remember your first date for chemo or anything?
To be honest, I don't remember the first date.
Do you remember any date?
Let me go back to that. I probably have something on there. Hold on. Sorry, one second.
No worries.
Yeah, I was trying to look for something old that may have it, but I would say sometime in June 2021, July 2021.
And then what is your current property address?
The same address, 95 Stonewood Lane. It might be changing soon, but I'm not sure to what's the address yet because I didn't move yet.
Gotcha. Okay. Alrighty. And now I do request an emergency contact. God forbid something happens to you. We want to make sure somebody in your family receives the money. Who do you want to put down as your emergency contact?
Either my stepdad or my mom or my auntie. Girlfriend, one of those four people.
Do you know which one you want to put down?
Oh, yeah. I'm gonna put my stepdad down.
Alrighty. So, and his phone number?
His phone number is 614-818-8707.
And his name?
J.
JAY.
J-A-Y, yeah.
Perfect. And then do you have your medical records?
No, sir.
Do the hospital have them?
Yes, before I got transferred to you, I had told them that I've been very busy and stuff. And right now, I'm kind of sick, so I'm not doing nothing. But I've been working and stuff, like side job and stuff. So whoever he told me, I had told him whoever needs it, I can give him the permission to pull out the medical records from the hospital if needed.
Gotcha. I appreciate that.
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Let me go ahead and just verify some things. We are just about finished. Want to make sure my spelling and everything is correct. So you were diagnosed March 2021. You stated it at your current property address to 95 Stonewood Lane in Lawrenceville, Georgia. You spell your name Jeramie, last name Similien. Your date of birth is 11/29/2001. Last four of your social 7702. Your email address is first name last name at yahoo.com. You started in 2017, stopped in 2021. You did spray Roundup one full year prior to you being diagnosed. Let's see here. You were seen by Dr. Sorrell at the 1000 Medical Center Boulevard, Lawrenceville, Georgia, and that's at the Northside Hospital, Gwinnett. And then we have your stepdad, Jay, 614-818-8707. Did that all sound correct to you?
Yes, sir.
Alrighty. Are you familiar with DocuSign?
DocuSign. I think I used it before. I don't think it's too old. Like, I should be new. It shouldn't be new to me,
Perfect.
honestly. So I'm trying to.
All right. Let me go ahead and get that sent over to you. And then I don't know.
Hello?
Can you hear me now? I think I cut my
Yeah.
mic out. I don't know if I asked you this, but how old were you at the time of your diagnosis?
So I'm trying to. I got diagnosed in 2021. I was 20.
20. Okay. Wow. Young. Really young.
Yes, sir. So my birthday coming up this month.
I was just gonna say that. I'm just gonna say that. I got any plans? Anything you gonna do?
Honestly, I'm more of a at home type of person. Like, I just want to have my homeboys to come over,
I like
and that's
that.
it.
Yep. None. Nothing wrong with that. It sounds like a good time. Play some games. And I just sent you over a text with my direct line as well.
Okay, that was you. I was like, okay.
And I just sent you over the law firm information. The law firm is Pulaski Law Group. They're based out of Texas. And I sent you their information. So they're going to call you in about 7 days after I receive these documents. Basically to do like a verification with you. And then after that, though, actually then we'll be able to request those medical records from the hospital and get everything going for you.
Okay, no problem.
Would you be able to get those signed right now?
Yeah.
Perfect. That way I can get those sent up. And then that text should have been from, you should have received that DocuSign. It should say Harold King, Mass Tort Strategies, DocuSign.
Yes, I got it. Here it is.
Perfect. And then, do you have any questions or anything for me as well?
Not yet. Hold on, I'm going through these documents.
Okay,
Sorry.
perfect. Yeah, no worries. Take your time. Take your time. Alrighty, yep, so I just got him back. I appreciate that. Do you have anything for me?
No, that's it.
Okay,
I think I
all
should
right.
be good.
That 949 number I texted you from, that's my direct line. So save me in your phone just in case I need anything from you, within the following weeks. And it's me calling you. So go ahead and save me in, and then they'll call you in about 7 days, 7 business days, from that 909 number that I sent to you in the text message. Okay.
Okay.
All righty, Jeremy. Well, I do appreciate it. You have a blessed rest of your day. Okay.
You too. I appreciate you.
Thank you. No problem. No problem.
All right.